Five mushers have reached the Iditarod halfway point. Your Leifseth Olsson arrived first at about 8:30 last night. He was followed by Lars Monson, who arrived this morning. Nicholas Petit, Mitch Seavey, and Jeff King pulled into the checkpoint this afternoon. Petit and Seavey have both taken their mandatory 24-hour rests. Less than 10 mushers out of the 67 competing in this year's Iditarod are Alaska Native. And the only Inupiat musher to win the Iditarod, John Baker of Kotzebue, is not racing this year. KNOM's Davis Hovey reports from the trail.
Before the ceremonial start of the 2018 Iditarod on Saturday, veteran musher Katil Raitan of Kaktovik remarked on how fewer Inupiaq people are dog mushing nowadays.
One of my main motivations is now is to pass along the traditions to my sons. It's not that many young Inupiaq people that are dog mushing anymore. It's hard to get into it, so keep our team going and keep the traditions alive. That's very meaningful, and I think lots of people also appreciate that we are trying to do that.
Although Raitan's son Vebjorn completed the other 1,000-mile sled dog race, the Yukon Quest, in February, he is not racing in this year's Iditarod. Yupik musher and longtime resident of Bethel, Pete Kaiser, figures it's harder for some who live in smaller rural communities to afford the Iditarod.
Oh, it's a really expensive sport, so kind of have to have all your ducks in a row. And it's really not a hobby or anything else. It's a lifestyle, and it requires my time 365 days a year. So, you know, and when you have other things going on, like family and kids and you also kind of need a job to support this job. it gets very complicated.
Mike Williams Jr. of Akiak agrees with Kaiser, saying that the cost is prohibitive for some Alaska Native mushers. But despite that, Williams sees more and more Native people mushing in his hometown.
Back home, there's more young mushers starting teams and racing, and that's a really good feeling and good to see. And as far as Iditarod goes, doesn't look like there's a whole lot of Native mushers.
Traditionally, sled dog mushing was an activity many Native Alaskans enjoyed before it became a competitive sport, which Williams, a Yupik musher, knows better than most. Since he was a boy, Williams has been training sled dogs with his father, Mike Williams Sr., who has completed 15 Iditarods, his last one in 2013. Kaiser, on the other hand, has 4 top 10 finishes in his 8 Iditarods. When asked if he would be the next Alaska Native to win the Iditarod since John Baker, the 4-time Kuskokwim 300 champ said,
"I don't know, you know, it's hard to know. We're definitely giving it our best shot, but, you know, we're only 300 miles into this, so hard to know right now, and there's a lot of really good teams. I'd love to win, but we'll do the best we can."
At last update of the leaderboard, Kaiser was running with 14 dogs in 12th position. Reporting on the Iditarod Trail into Katna, I'm Davis Hovey.